You have found the Business Broker Growth Show with your host, Jason Cutter. This is the podcast for brokers who are ready to stop hoping for deals and start growing their pipeline. Our goal is to bring you strategies, stories, and insights that will be a catalyst to move you quickly from transactional deal makers to trusted advisors. Time for Business Broker Growth.
Hey everybody, Jason here, back with the after show with my friend Aldrin Rafael Fernandez. Aldrin, how was that? You said at the end of the show this was your very first podcast, which I didn't know. Maybe you kept that a secret from me because you didn't want
to. It was a secret. It was a secret. I wanted to come across as more experienced, right? Like
you're killing me. How was it though?
It was fab. You were great. Like I felt like I was just having a chat, so I was good. I didn't feel like I needed to, you know, be mindful of I'm camera shy. So I was like, oh, okay, maybe I won't do well at this.
Well, I thought you did great from my perspective.
Thank you.
I thought you did well. I wouldn't have guessed it was your first podcast. It's also fun for me because I told you in between, I've hosted a lot of podcasts. I had a previous long running podcast before this one. At one point I had three podcasts at the same time because I didn't feel like I was doing enough, at one point. And, it's always fun. I always love having people on who've never been on a podcast because I think I'm pretty good at this part. It's fun for me. And I love to just like be that person to help somebody, you know, get out there and be more comfortable. I also really love being the first guest on a new podcast. Sometimes people are like, well, don't call me until you have, you know, thousands and thousands of listeners. And I'm like, hey, why not? Let's just chat. I just want to talk. I just want to talk to people. It's fun. So yeah. All right. So we had a great conversation, part one. I thought it was great. You did great. Make sure everyone who's tuning in, make sure you check that out. All of Aldrin's links will be in the show notes. You can check his info out, follow up with him. But where we left off in that, we didn't talk about the deal that got away. And I want to start there, where it might seem like a kind of negative place to start with our after show. But I know that you have a story that, you know, when I brought it up to you and I said, well, you probably have lots of them. You're like, nope, I got one. Not that you don't have lots, but you have one that sticks out where you're like, this is the one I have to talk about. So let's dive into that.
Yeah, it was the one that stuck out because it was actually my first foray into, we've got another company. So we're specialists at AR Business Brokers, where we also got a company that we formed, again, separate identity, separate sort of process, everything called AR Mergers. And in that one, we had, at that time, it was brand new. And we got our first client, right? Like my first experience with this. And it was a larger transaction. The client wanted, you know, 9 million. I can say it loud. I'm not going to tell you the client's name, but they wanted 9 million. They were an industrial manufacturing sort of unit. Business partners wanted to exit. We got them, I think it was 11 in the first go. And financing, great buyers. They wanted to close in 2 months. They were listed, publicly listed company, wanted to buy this. Due diligence went like a breeze. We were in SPA, and he was just making unnecessary, creating unnecessary objections. And the buyer just lost it at the end. Just one fine day, like I remember it was, I think it was Christmas Eve or like the day before Christmas or something crazy. I was like, oh, you know, and this was, you know, a big deal for us, right? Probably our biggest deal at the time. And he was like, the buyer called and said, I'm done with this, we're exiting. We're like, oh my God. So we called the seller and, you know, tried to analyze this. And then he came back to the table. He said, no, you know, I'm good. And then 3 months, 4 months later, he called us back and he's like, convinced us to take it again. Second time. And we were like, okay, you know, he's kind of now he seems sincere. Let's do this. And the second time we got him 13 million, not even 11, 13. And the same thing happened. And it went down to the end, to the wire, and the same thing happened. And what am I going to say? If it was not meant to be, like, at the end of the day, you know, we did everything we could. Like, we did everything we could. We got him a lot more than he wanted. They were at the retirement age. They did want to exit. At least one was, but later on I found out, and this was much later on, that his actual objective was not that, to exit. So which we found out later, and it was nothing to do with an exit. He wanted to take over the company, and he had a business partner. So, and then that's what happened. He took over after these two, and then sold it at a much better price, like a price without us at the point, directly without a broker. Got everything and did all of it. But you know, that's life, and that was the deal that really hurts me till today. Like till. Oh wow, this is crazy. We did it twice.
Yeah. Well, and what's wild too is it's not just that you did it twice, is you wanted 9, got 11, failed.
Yeah.
Second time. Month later, 13. Yeah. And so you're like actually doing better and better and still don't want to, which is some deep underlying stuff, which goes back to something we talked about in the first episode, which is the, you know, the qualifying part and talking, you know, you mentioned about making sure sellers have something pulling them, right? And I can imagine after that experience you had, that really, you know, confirms that with some qualifying questions that you need to make sure with every seller, like what is pulling you across the finish line, or what's going to pull you through this transaction that's going to be messy and challenging. And you know, it sounded like in that case there wasn't anything and you didn't know it until a lot of time had been spent.
Yeah, I think from my point of view, you just have to look for signals. Like you have to look for it, and you have to cut your losses. Like you can't you can't wait till the end. Like there's no way you
can. No.
Yeah.
Oh, that's painful. Well, I appreciate you sharing that, because I know that's not fun to think about.
It still hurts, man. Like, I didn't know it would still hurt me today while I was talking about it. Like, oh, my God.
Well, and it's interesting, too, because I learned this a long time ago, is that if there's something happening in your life or something you feel is negative, and if you think about it in 5 years or 10 years in the future, if it's still a big deal, then that means it's a big deal. If it's no longer a big deal in 5 or 10 years, then don't worry about it now, right? Because it's not going to be a long thing. And then there's some things like, you know, in grand scheme of life, it's not a big deal. But that deal itself, like when you look back all these years, it's still gets you, right? Like
I know, but it's a learning lesson, right? It's a very expensive lesson, but it teaches us something, right? It teaches us about, you know, so many life lessons, more than business and you know, our end result. It's, you know, just people's motives, and you know, we have to understand it. That's why now we're so particular about, you know, making sure that you really want to exit and you have the right intentions.
Yeah, makes sense. All right, so let's get through some after show questions now that we're through that part, through the sad part. Let's get to some other stuff. You know, you've been doing this for 14 years, started in the solo, built a team. You got 22 people on the team. Again, anyone who hasn't listened to part one, make sure to check that out, because it'll make more sense. When you think about 5 years from now, which is now 2031, what do you see that business brokers are going to have to do to survive in 2031?
Good question. I think moving on, like to be honest, I can't predict that broadly because I didn't think that, you know, I've grown up in a generation when I never thought that cameras, like especially traditional cameras, would go out of, you know, circulation. And processing films would go out of circulation. So I can't think that far ahead in the sense, like, I don't know what would be great advice, but I think bottom line, brokers, I think it's still relevant if they need to, like my tips about, you know, what they need to do. I think it's still relevant if they really yeah. need to be out there, whether it is, you know, in the old days, you know, SEO or now, you know, AI, SEO or whatever you do, perception, education. I think these are fundamentals that will still get you there. Like these are fundamentals that can't grow, can't change, I believe, right? Yeah. I think, yes, you could adopt. And AI is, yes, AI is definitely going to help you, eliminate repetitive tasks, but they're not going to replace you in my, theory, in my opinion, right?
Yeah.
So I think education is foremost and visibility and marketing is foremost if you still have to be relevant in those days. How you get there is at that time, I guess, use whatever tools that get you there at the time, right? I'm always evolving with my marketing. I'm always evolving with how we interact with clients, how we deliver results. Everything. I'm always in evolving because, you know, change is constant, right? Like,
yeah.
If you're not evolving, you're dead.
Yeah, it is, right? There's no such thing as stability. You're either growing and evolving or you're dying, right? If anybody who thinks, okay, yeah. I've made it or I'm stable and I'm just going to keep doing this, like the market, customers, and other competitors are the ones who are still evolving are going to evolve past you, right? That's why the startups usually do better than other companies that have been in a market, any industry for a long time, because, you know, the bigger longstanding companies get complacent or are too big to move, right? They're too large to like evolve and shift. And then newer, young, hungry companies come up and
overtake. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I think just evolve. I think, you know, like education, again, I say process and, you know, meeting people, your peers, just stay ahead. Like, you know, it's never too late to get any sort of education. Like I firmly believe that.
If you're listening to this and thinking, I need this level of authority, I just don't have time to build it, that's exactly what Business Broker Growth does for you. Most brokers know that they need consistent content, better positioning, and real digital visibility. They just don't have the bandwidth to create it or the systems to keep it going. That's what we do here. We build that whole thing for you. The content engine, the visibility strategy, and the authority signals, everything we've talked about here on the podcast. So if you want to add impact without adding another full-time job to your plate, go to businessbrokergrowth.com to learn more about what it could look like for your business. Yeah. So last question I have for you, because we've talked a lot about the brokerage and things that you've done for this year. So we're partway through 2026. What are you most excited about this year?
I'm most excited about the direction we've taken as a company. We sort of this year have introduced late last year, early this year, we introduced two new services for us as a company that I'm excited about. We introduced the buy side mandate after 14 years that we've never represented buyers. I mean, we did represent if they were existing clients or they needed help, but we never promoted it as a service. We just started that, with a very finite and I've done this with a lot of thinking. It's completely different from the models that are out there. It's very definitive in the sense it's scope of work, it's deliverables, everything, you know. We've thought it through, and again for the main street, right? Focus for the main street, not, you know, for the big M&As. And then we've started the valuation services that we were anyway doing, but we started promoting it aggressively and getting it out there. Yeah, so I'm excited about that direction. I've taken Mergers is again formed for me. We've started mergers with a separate identity, branding, you know, getting that going, building a team there. I'm excited. Lots of new things.
That's fun. Well, I think it's great. And I'm excited for that because I think of the foundation you've built and the team and everything that you've got going on to get to this point. And then what's that next evolution as you're talking about evolution. So that's great. I'm excited for you.
Thank you.
And see what you do and start seeing that more and more out there. Aldrin, thanks for being on the show, for the after show. I don't know. I mean, this is your first time being on a podcast. You could count this as two episodes. I know I've guested it on a lot of shows. I would have counted it as two for me from a guest standpoint. So here you go. Awesome. You got two under your belt. For people tuning in, all the links for Aldrin will be in the show notes, but you can go to aldrin.ca is the best place. That's his website. You can find everything else. He's also on LinkedIn, companies on LinkedIn. His email will be in the show notes. Mr. Aldrin, thank you again for being here and sharing so much with the audience.
Thank you, Jason. Thanks for making this really good and comfortable for me. It was great.
That's always my goal. If I can make it comfortable and easy, then you can share a lot of stuff and give lots of value and hopefully help people out there in the audience. And for people tuning in, hopefully you found this valuable. Hopefully you can take some things from the first part, the second part, put it into your business. Or if you're a business owner, you learn some things about how do you prepare yourself, get yourself ready for selling your business. And I appreciate everyone being here and tuning in. And until next time, stop hoping for deals and start growing your pipeline.
Thanks for tuning in to the Business Broker Growth Show, hosted by Jason Cutter. If today's episode helped you think differently about how to build your pipeline and grow your business, share it with another broker who's ready to make the shift from hoping for listings to engineering them. Join us again for the next episode of the Business Broker Growth Show, where brokers become trusted advisors.